Title: Filter Automation on Break Intros Intermediate. All right, welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing one of the most drum and bass native techniques ever: filter automation on a break intro. If you've got a break loop, maybe an amen, a think, or some chop jungle edit, and you want that 16-bar intro that feels like it's pulling the listener toward the drop without throwing in a bunch of extra instruments, this is it. We're going to build a controlled low-pass sweep, add just enough resonance for tension, and fix the classic problem where filtering makes the intro feel weak or weirdly uneven in volume. And we'll keep it all enabled in stock devices. Quick mindset note before we touch anything: do this in context, not solo. A filter sweep that sounds insane on its own can feel small once the sub and atmos are in, or it can get painfully pokey on different speakers. So keep checking your intro against the drop every few minutes. You're aiming for contrast and anticipation, not just more highs. Now let's set up. Step 0. Prep the break so the automation behaves. Drag your break into an audio track. Get it looping cleanly. Warp mode. Set it to beats. Preserve transients. That's usually the tight, punchy choice for break work. If it gets too stuttery or too crunchy, adjust the preserve setting to 1/8 or 1/16 depending on how gritty you want it. The key is, you want the transients to stay crisp, because filters react very differently when transients are smeared. And gain staging. Before you add any devices, aim for the break peaking roughly around -10 to -6 dB. Not because those numbers are magic, but because you want headroom when you start adding drive, resonance, and saturation. Things can jump fast. Next, build a clean, reliable device chain. On the break track, add EQ 8 first. Think of this as clean up before the fun. Put a high-pass filter around 25 to 35 Hz, steep slope, just to get rid of rumble you don't need. If the break feels boxy, do a tiny cut around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 dB. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to re-EQ the entire break. We're just removing problems that will get exaggerated during the sweep. Then add auto filter. This is the star of the show. Set it to low pass 24 dB. LP24 is that modern DNB weight. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB. Drive is huge here, because it helps the break keep attitude as the filter opens. For resonance, start around 0.6 to 0.9. We'll automate it later, but start sensible. Optional but highly recommended: add saturator after the filter. Soft sine or analog clip are great starting points. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. If things get spiky, enable soft clip. The point of saturation here isn't to make it distorted. It's to keep the break present and dense through the build. Finally, add utility at the end. This is your safety and control device. Leave width at 100% for now, or if you like tight intros, you can pull it down toward mono. And most importantly, utility gives us a simple place to compensate gain so the sweep doesn't feel like it's shrinking, then suddenly exploding. Cool. Now arrangement. Set up a 16-bar build before the drop. Loop those 16 bars while you work. In DNB phrasing, bars 1 to 8 are the tees. Bars 9 to 16 are the rise, tension, and fakeouts. Now we automate the main move, the low-pass cutoff. Hit it to show automation lanes. On your break track, find auto filter, then frequency. Here's your target shape. At bar 1, start muffled, somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. This is that behind-the-wall vibe. By bar 9, you want to be up around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz. You can hear the groove clearly now, but it's still not fully open. By bar 15, push towards 6 to 10 kHz. Now it's bright, it's urgent, it's nearly there. And at the drop, snap it fully open. 18 to 20 kHz. Instant impact. Now the teacher tip that makes this feel musical: don't draw one perfectly smooth, mindless ramp and call it done. Put tiny anchor points at important bar lines. Bar 8, bar 12, bar 14, bar 16. Even if the curve is mostly smooth, little micro plateaus make it feel arranged, like you meant it, not like a plug-in demo sweep. Also, shape-wise, slow rise for the early part, then faster rise near the end. That last-minute panic is extremely DNB. It's the difference between we're building and oh wait, it's about to drop. Next, resonance automation. This is where tension comes from, and also where pain comes from if you overdo it. Automate auto filter resonance. Bars 1 to 8, keep it subtle, roughly 0.4 to 0.7. Bars 9 to 14, rise into 0.9 to 1.2. Bars 15 to 16, you can peak around 1.2 to 1.4, but be careful. Here's the real world warning: resonance will sound different on headphones versus monitors, and it'll sound different again on a phone speaker. If you hear a whistle or a narrow E tone that dominates, back off the resonance. Another trick is to use slightly lower resonance but more drive or saturation, so you get aggression without that laser beam peak. Now we fix the super common issue, filtering changes perceived loudness. Early in the build, with the cutoff low, the break can feel small and like it's losing momentum. Then as you open the filter, it can suddenly feel too loud or too forward. We want the energy to rise, but in a controlled way. Method is simple. Utility gain compensation. Automate utility gain so that at bar 1 you're up maybe plus 3 to plus 6 dB. Then gradually reduce that boost so that by bar 15 you're back at 0 dB. At the drop, keep it at 0 unless you have a very specific reason to boost into the drop. Method B is a bit grittier and often more musical for DNB. Automate saturator drive instead of pure gain. So earlier in the intro you drive it more, maybe 3 to 5 dB. Then as the filter opens, you reduce the drive down to 1 or 2 dB. That way the intro doesn't feel like a plain volume ramp. It feels like density and attitude are shifting. Important gain staging note. If you're automating drive, keep the input level predictable. If your cutoff opens and suddenly the saturator is getting way more level, the character can change unexpectedly. If needed, put a utility before the saturator to trim into it, or use the saturator's own control so your automation stays consistent. Now let's add the classic last two bars tease. This is the moment that screams Riedel DNB arrangement. In bars 15 and 16, do a quick fake out, the simplest version. For one beat, reclose the low pass. For example, on bar 16 beat 3, dip the cutoff from around 10 kHz down to about 1 kHz, then slam it back open right before the drop. That tiny wait moment makes the downbeat hit harder. If you want a more junglist vibe, you can do a bandpass telephone moment. The clean way in Ableton is to duplicate auto filter. Keep auto filter 1 as your main LP24 sweep. Add auto filter 2 set to a bandpass, like PP12. Leave it off most of the time, then automate auto filter 2 device on just for the last beat or last bar. That band limited squeeze is instantly nostalgic if you do it tastefully. Next, movement. Because sometimes a sweep is technically correct, but it feels static. In auto filter, enable the LFO, but keep it subtle, amount around 2 to 6%. Rate sync to 1/8 or 1/16. This adds controlled chaos so the break feels alive. The rule here is alive, not wobble. If it starts sounding like a completely different genre, you've pushed it too far. Now a workflow tip that will save you time. Audition automation quickly with clip envelopes. If you're the type of producer who keeps redrawing curves forever, do this instead. Sketch the cutoff movement inside the clip first using clip envelopes. Get the vibe, then commit it to arrangement automation once it's working. It's a faster way to find the groove without staring at the timeline for an hour. Once your automation feels right, do the pro move. Resample. Freeze the track and flatten it, or resample onto a new audio track. Now your intro is locked, and once it's audio, you can do the surgical stuff that makes intros sound finished. Microcuts, tiny fades to avoid clicks, reverses, little stutters, tape stop style edits, and super controlled transitions into the drop with no device surprise on playback. Let's quickly cover common mistakes so you can avoid the usual traps. Mistake 1. Starting the cutoff too high. If bar 1 is already at 1 to 2 kHz, there's nowhere to build. You've already spent the trick. Mistake 2. Too much resonance. It'll whistle, it'll dominate, and it'll hurt. Mistake 3. No gain compensation. Your filtered intro feels weak, and the listener's energy drops before your drop happens. Mistake 4. Over-automating everything. If cutoff, resonance, drive, reverb, delay, and volume are all ramping hard, it gets messy. Tick a couple of heroes that the rest support. Mistake 5. Forgetting drop contrast. Leave space. Leave headroom. The intro sets up the drop. It's not supposed to be the drop. Now, a few darker and heavier DNB upgrades if you want extra menace. Auto filter drive plus LP24 is great for gritty tech and Neuro style intros. It adds edge without you needing a bunch of extra layers. You can also do parallel dirt. Make a return track with saturation and EQ, band limit it to the mids, and send a little of the break into it during the intro. Another powerful trick is mid-range focus. Right before the drop, emphasize that 700 Hz to 2 kHz region a bit, then open fully on impact. And air is best saved for the last second. You can automate a high shelf on EQ8, maybe plus 2 to plus 5 dB above 8 to 10 kHz, just in bars 15 to 16. And keep sub-discipline. High pass the break if it has low end, and let your bass and kick own the drop. Dark DNB hits harder when the low end is intentional. Practice exercise time, 10 to 15 minutes, quick and effective. Pick one break loop, build an 8-bar intro, shorter on purpose. Automate the autofilter frequency from about 200 Hz to 9 kHz. Automate resonance from about 0.6 to 1.2. Automate utility gain from about plus 4 dB down to 0. Add a 1-beat tease on the last bar, a quick cutoff dip. Then resample it and add one reverse cymbal into the drop. The goal is simple. Make the intro feel like it pulls you forward even if you didn't add any new instruments. Before we wrap, here are three intermediate variation ideas you can explore once the basic sweep is working. 1. A two-stage filter strategy. Use an LP12 for bars 1 to 8 so it's behind glass, but still groovy, then bring in an LP24 for bars 9 to 16 for sharper tension. You can automate device on, or blend them with a rack macro. 2. Mid-side style opening. Mid opens earlier, sides open later and faster near the drop. It feels like the intro is tight and centered, then it blooms wide at the last moment. 3. Step ramp automation. Instead of one long ramp, do small rises and holds across the phrase. It gives that call and response arrangement energy that classic intros have. Recap. Use auto filter in LP24 as your main intro energy tool. Automate cutoff and resonance with control, and make the curve musical with phrasing anchor points. Compensate loudness with utility gain or saturator drive so the intro doesn't collapse. And a last bar tease for authentic D&B tension. Then resample to lock it and do clean, confident edits. If you tell me your BPM and your subgenre liquid, jump up, deep roller, jungle and whether your break is clean or lo-fi, I can suggest a specific bar-by-bar target curve for cutoff, resonance, and gain that'll fit your vibe.